At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First.
Yes.
And I think it's great government, what we've done. And nobody can ever forget what this group of people, Biden or whoever it was, because you don't, probably wasn't even Biden. I don't think he knew what the hell he was doing. But Biden, whoever it was, what this group of people, a small group that circled the Resolute desk, what they did to this country.
That is President Trump in Okeechobee. Is that how you say that? Florida. Right near Alcatraz. Alligator Alcatraz is, I don't know that they're going to break champagne over this thing today, but Air Force One landed on the airstrip there. It was an old airport, decades long in the Everglades, that is being transformed into a holding cell for people, essentially. I don't know that it's just detainees from an illegal immigration. I think it's probably more multi-purpose than that, but it's certainly being featured mostly as a way to help in the deportation process. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to be speaking with Paul Perez. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. In, let's say, 15 minutes from right now, we're going to discuss with him the success that this president has had on the border so far, with Alligator Alcatraz being the latest installment in the effort to keep the people here who belong here, get rid of the people who have come here and are committing heinous crimes, get them the hell out of this country. So we'll talk to Paul Perez in about 15 minutes. At the top of the 1 o'clock hour, Harris Faulkner is going to join us. I think I'm going back and forth on topics, unless you booked her on a specific topic. Not whatever, news of the day.
News of the day.
Kind of want to talk about her, about Mamdani. He is officially, they had to do some specific recounts to make sure, but they just announced within the last hour that he is officially the Democratic nominee for mayor in New York City. And we've got some not so sweet treats of sound for you on Mamdani. Just like, there's socialism, like, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, socialism. And then there's Mamdani. He's like, I'm a communist. I'd like to be the mayor of New York City. And a portion of New York City is like, okay, that's a problem. And Harris Faulkner, who works in New York City, I think I might talk to her about that. But basically what I want to know is, Harris Faulkner, should the people of St. Louis and Metro St. Louis care about a socialist being the mayor in New York City?
That's a good question.
I think the answer is yes.
Symbolically, yes. Directly, there are probably reasons why we even directly wouldn't want that, because of the trickle-down effect, you could say.
Well, anytime something like that happens, you modernize it, you mainstream it, it becomes a little more part of the conversation. Socialism and communism become a little more acceptable in discussion. Like, you know, people want to dip their toe in a little bleeding heart liberalism, crossing over into socialism, which crosses over into communism, and then what? Harris Faulkner with us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. And then at 1:30, Link Lauren joins us once again. A friend I made while I was in Washington, D.C. at the White House has been on the show with us once before. His Spot On with Link Lauren podcast in Megyn Kelly's network is doing great. And we want to bring him back because he says things in incredibly fun ways to listen to just about anything. And I really want to talk to him about the success of the Republican Party. Had a discussion with Hogan Gidley about this yesterday a little bit, but Donald Trump's impact on what Republicanism is or also is perceived to be. What a gigantic influence that one man has had on this moment in history, and then, of course, into the future, because this party will be shaped by what is happening right now in the same way that the party was shaped on John McCain. You could start with George W. Bush, then John McCain, then Mitt Romney. I mean, all three of those people, and I'm somebody who has a special place in my heart for George W. Bush. I was 17 when I saw the towers come down, and he, that instance and the way he handled that situation drew me in. There is a lot that has happened and developed since then, and I know a lot of people are a lot of places on George W. Bush. I don't have a show to talk about like the ins and outs of George W. Bush. I don't know that merit is warranted, but the snap reaction that the electorate had towards George W. Bush, what we did in the Middle East, weapons of mass destruction, which people are obviously reflexively very sensitive to right now in the wake of President Trump's strike on Iran. This is so much different than that. John McCain, Mitt Romney, look at some of the people. Look in the 2016 primary. Who were the heirs apparent? Jeb! Exclamation point. Please.
Yeah. Like Gutfeld.
Clap. Yeah.
Please clap.
Yeah, but one of those is ironic. Yeah. One of those is for humor. And it works. If you stop for a minute and think about the word Republican, like just pause for a second. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people. You're probably one of them who has a hesitancy in referring to yourself as a Republican. You want to like qualify it. You want to say, I'm fill-in-the-blank kind of Republican. There's a way, or you say, I'm not a Republican, I'm a conservative. Why is that? Well, it's because of the John McCain's and the Mitt Romney's of the world. It's the Jeb Bush's of the world. It's the Chris Christie's of the world. Freaking John Kasich in my news alert this morning, in my email, and I was like, you know those memes where it's like, something happens, absolutely no one. John Kasich down there. I was like, who asked you? Where you been, Fruit Ninja Hands? I don't know why John Kasich, like, nobody's asking what John Kasich thinks about anything right now. And even if he were saying something super flattering, I'd be like, John Kasich, you had zero support in the primary and you just stayed in. Like, which makes me think he was getting money from somewhere.
I mean, I'm glad this is an opinion show because that's your opinion. The Kasich Coalition, which I'm a part of.
Man, your Venn diagram is weird. It's just circles on a page.
It's polka dots.
Kasich Coalition.
The Meghan Markle one is the one that brings them all together, though.
The Meghan Markle kind of is the big circle. Then you got a little Lutnick here, little Kasich.
Burgum.
You got, like Steve Bannon.
That's new. Don't do that. You'll make our people mad. Those war room people mean business.
I know. It's why they're in the circle with Meghan Markle.
I don't think they are. I don't know that Steve Bannon knows who Meghan Markle is and probably still thinks she's part of the monarchy, ergo.
Brad, can you book Steve Bannon if we can ask that question about Meghan Markle?
I'm on it.
I would clear the schedule if he would come on the show. 100%. I should ask Jack Posobiec. Everything that Republican has been, I have myself been like, Marco Rubio is an interesting one. Marco Rubio, Mr. Establishment in the 2016, who made it the farthest. I did something fun. It's because we're winning so much right now in the Republican Party. Last week, I was driving home, and I don't remember what tipped me off to this, but I was like, I'm going to go back and watch some 2016 primary video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought I was a nerd.
You are.
Yeah, but...
But about, like, coupons.
That's... Okay. Yeah. They're in my circle.
They're in a
which
circle.
Which I call the Markle circle.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Meghan Markle. You should...
Markle
you should,
circle.
Yeah, the Markle circle. The Meghan Markle circle and the extreme couponers. Same people.
We love the royals.
I was a huge Rubio fan. I'm still such a huge Rubio fan. I'm a fan of all of these people right now. I just, everywhere I look, I'm like, all of these people are winning.
Wait, you said you went back and watched these videos, though. I need to hear a little bit more about the discovery.
Because the key issue, the tie that binds in the 2016 primary was, what are you going to do about illegal immigration? What are you going to do? A, are you going to even admit that it's an issue? It became such an important thing. Was 2016 where everyone started speaking in Spanish? That was 2020, I think. Because 2016 was Hillary Clinton. She killed everybody who didn't. that's not true. That's a dirty, mean rumor.
Ooh, yeah, we would never.
2020, when people were talking about what to do with immigration again, and there were people on the stage who just started speaking in Spanish. I think the whitest boy up there, Pete Buttigieg, was one of them. And then Cory Booker was like, let me answer that in Spanish. No. See, politics is fun. Politics is amusing. Go back to 2016's presidential primary. They're arguing about illegal immigration and what's going to happen about it. They're talking about DACA on the stage in 2016. The number of people in 2016 that they were arguing about what we should do with, in the 700,000s. 700,000s. Just today at this press conference at Alcatraz in the Everglades in Florida, just today, a reporter said to President Trump and Kristi Noem, you know, you've talked about people self-deporting. You've got the CBP Home app, I think it is. How many people are doing this? She said, we don't actually have the numbers. We're going to talk to these other countries to see what kind of help we can get, what kind of information they have. And they're telling us that they have swaths of people coming back home to their country because they want to get back into the United States. And they know that the way to get back into the United States is to not get caught in the United States. So they are self-deporting so they can hurry up and get in line to come back. I will say this. I thought, really good political talking point. A little wishy-washy on the hard evidence, but I can't imagine that there isn't a portion of that that is true. Number off the top of your head, how many people are in this country illegally? What are the numbers that you've heard?
That have come in the last 4 years?
No.
I've heard. Oh, no,
no,
total.
Just answer the question.
20 number, million.
That's the number that I was off the top of my head. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, I was around that area.
20, 22 million, something around there. They asked President Trump, who deferred to Kristi Noem, and she said that they believe that over a million people have self-deported already, and they don't have a quantified number because they know there are people who are doing it outside of our system. They're just leaving, and they're getting in line to come back. That's progress. That is success. And that is because there's something here worth coming for, folks. They came here because the president, prior to Donald Trump, or in between Donald Trump, said, come here. And then when we were supposed to have a border czar who wanted to be the president right now, she goes to the what is the triangle countries down there? I don't know if it was like Guatemala or something. She goes down there and she's like, don't come. But then they kick the door open and she turns around, looks over her shoulder when she flies back in the United States, winks at people, and they flood our borders and we don't stop them. And then we try to put together legislation that says we're going to flood the border with new agents. What are they going to do? Process people coming in, not stopping them, not doing their job, not securing the southern border. They're going to make it smooth sailing to come in. We'll just document people while they come in. Now we don't even know the number. Imagine that. We don't even know the number. We can hit something the size of a refrigerator door with six bombs that are called bunker busters out of a B-2 bomber that doesn't have the self-defense on it. So it's guided by Super Hornets, another amazing American technology. We can do that, but we don't know how many people are in this country. Donald Trump's doing something about it. The Republican Party has come so far that I feel like today's a good day to say, yeah, I'm a Republican. Period. Don't quantify it. People know what that means now. And if people have the ability to slander that name because they've believed something the mainstream media has lied about you, you're not going to change their minds anyway. Just be a nice, good, kind person living your life happily in the greatest country on the face of the planet and say you're a Republican and go about your day. The YouTube live chat poll for today, at this point, I will allow you to reserve the right to change your opinion at any given time. But right now, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, Sarah Sanders, which was a name that was thrown out yesterday by Hogan Gidley. I thought that was a good one. Or someone else, anyone else. Of course, we will require your comments on that one as well. Come tell us what you think. Let us know how you feel about how the Republican Party is doing right now. Have they come a good distance in the last 10 years? Paul Perez, president of the National Border Patrol Council, is going to talk to us about what this administration has done to secure our border and what that big, beautiful bill that has just been passed in the last hour by the Senate with a tie-breaking vote by J.D. Vance. What does it do to secure our borders? Paul Perez next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was your...
Even for you, as an example, tremendous amount of Homeland Security money.
Oh,
tremendous amount. It's going to keep the border secure because, you know, we have them secure now, but we need to build more wall. I built almost 600 miles of wall. We need more wall. And all of that's covered in this bill. This bill is amazing for everybody. It's an amazing bill for Florida, too. Really great for Florida.
You heard the concerns about the Medicaid, though, cuts, though, Mr.
No,
President.
No, we're not going to be playing with Medicaid.
An estimated
only
11.8
waste,
million
abuse.
Americans could lose
yeah,
their
the
coverage.
Democrats have it wrong.
Promise?
Yeah. Waste, fraud, and abuse. In fact, if you look at what's gone on, we've gone way back. We take care of Medicaid. We take care of Medicare. They will blow Medicare and Medicaid because they have no idea what they're doing. Just like they don't have any idea what they did on the border, they have no idea. Medicaid is in big trouble with the Democrats.
So you promise anyone who loses their health care coverage, that is because of waste, fraud, and abuse?
Waste, fraud, only waste, fraud, and abuse, which is what everybody wants.
President Trump standing outside after landing in Florida in the Everglades at Alligator Alcatraz, talking about the big, beautiful bill. When he landed and was commenting on that, it hadn't passed yet. But in the process of there to where they went inside and they ended up having a press conference, a huge Florida delegation there surrounding him, flanking him. Again, when we're talking about the current state of the... I'm looking at the Dow right now. Everything is... Gosh, I shouldn't even say it out loud. Everything is good. When you look at the Florida future... It's not fair. It isn't fair. There are just some places that have their act together. Hopefully the influx of socialist evading New Yorkers into Florida doesn't screw that up.
I thought it was really cool. This is a little bit beside the point, but it's related to the Alligator Alcatraz stuff. Watching President Trump stand with DeSantis today.
Yeah.
Those guys fought hard. I mean, Rubio and Trump fought hard
in 2016. J.D. Vance called Trump Hitler.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
But, I mean... To your point, he wants to get the job done. Who wants to help Trump get the job done? Come on.
Well, I think what was cool about watching it is not just that, hey, they're getting along. They were really on the same page. They were
hugging. They were playing tag.
Were they hugging? I didn't see the hugging.
They were playing like Frogger.
See, this seems like a joke to me. I don't think they really were playing Frogger.
Do you have a hard time with comedy?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get bad jokes.
Okay. Already.
No, but it was so watching Trump stand with DeSantis.
Yeah.
Usually you'd think, oh, Trump is going to want the spotlight. He's not going to want to let Meatball Ron speak and whatever.
Meatball, I forgot about that one.
But he didn't. DeSantis actually led that press conference more than Trump did, and Trump would just kind of fill in. It was just a dynamic between two guys that I hadn't seen.
Here's the brilliance of it, though. When Donald Trump does that, he's proving everyone wrong. Again, again and again and again. But watching Donald Trump stand on that tarmac or whatever it is at Alligator Alcatraz, surrounded by people who are his arch nemesis in a primary. He didn't even debate him because the primary was his essentially to have, and he knew that. He had the political acumen to understand that. And now they're together standing there, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis in Florida, pushing forward really possibly the number one issue that President Trump ran on, which is securing this country again from the illegal immigration that was invited by the Biden administration. Let's get to our guest. Excited to have Paul Perez on the show with us, president of the National Border Patrol Council. Paul, it's an honor to have you here on the show with us. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Of course.
I really, really appreciate it.
I want to give you the opportunity. Talk to us a little bit about your perspective, where you're coming from and what you do and what this administration has done specifically to secure a border and to fulfill a promise that they made to the American people when they asked for their vote.
Sure. I can tell you that for the past 28 years, I've been on the front lines. I've been doing this job. And, you know, under the first term of President Trump, we had a very, very secure border, and he left everything to where Joe Biden wouldn't have had to do anything but just continue the operations he had. Instead, what Joe Biden did was completely dismantle all the policies and everything that he put in place, which led us to the most unsecure border in the history of this country. Now, what we're asking for under the big, beautiful bill that just passed in the Senate, by the way, is the funding that we need to make sure that we can actually gain operational control of the border. It's going to help us quite a bit. We're going to make sure it's the most secure border in the history of this country, which in just 4 short months, we got the border secure again under President Trump, because he changed the policies, and that's all he needed to do. Now we got to maintain operational security, operational control of the border, and this will give us the tools that we need.
We're speaking with Paul Perez. He's the president of the National Border Patrol Council. Talk to me about the difference of the job, the daily responsibilities of a Border Patrol agent under Joe Biden and a Border Patrol agent under Donald Trump.
Sure. Under Joe Biden, for those 4 years, we essentially became a hub for processing the bodies that were being allowed to not only enter the country, but be released into the country. So we were nothing but glorified babysitters. Our agents were not able to patrol. They were not able to interdict, intercept, or deter. They became babysitters. We became processors. As a matter of fact, our former chief, he's no longer the chief of the Border Patrol, he compared what we were doing to what he wanted to see more efficiently. He said, hey, I want us to process the way Chick-fil-A handles their drive-thrus. And so that was, you know, a kick in our rears, because we had the leader of the Border Patrol, the chief at the time, who, again, we're all glad he's no longer with us as our chief. We got a way better chief now. He's great. But he compared us to Chick-fil-A workers, and that's what they wanted to see going through the Border Patrol station. So that was the Biden open border policy that we had. Now under Trump, we're actually able to do the job that we signed up for, which is law enforcement. We're out there patrolling. We're out there interdicting. We're out there deterring and intercepting. And so our numbers have gotten to record lows. In the history of this country, we've never had the numbers that we have now. And that's indicative of the leadership that President Trump brought to the Oval Office.
We're speaking with Paul Perez right now, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. What kind of time have you particularly spent on the border? Like, what are the things that you've seen that you're aware of that folks like us, we're in St. Louis, Missouri. We know that every state became a border state under the last administration. But what was really happening on the southern border that Americans just haven't fully realized?
So look, we were fortunate enough to spend a lot of time with members of Congress down here on the border, and we brought senators and congressmen from all corners of the country, because they believed that every border was a border state because of what was going on down here. So just so your listeners know, the border is controlled by the cartels on the Mexican side. So nothing happens on the Mexican side without the permission of the criminal cartels. They control who crosses, when and where, and as well as what crosses. So not only people, but narcotics and money and guns going south. So What they had was this lawlessness because they took us off of the line. The Biden administration, they took the agents off the line and they put us in these processing centers because they wanted us to expedite the release of all of the people that were turning themselves in. We weren't even having to chase them down. They were turning themselves in. And as silly as it sounds, they drove taxis and Ubers to our offices to turn themselves in. So what happened was, the cartels gained control of the entire border from San Diego all the way to Brownsville.
Wow.
And they were flowing freely. Now with President Trump, they're running scared because he's put the policies in place that allow us to go out. We've got the military. We've got the National Guard here in Texas. We've got a whole of government approach that's able to take back control from the cartels. So it's night and day between what happened with President Biden and what's happening with President Trump now.
I'm reading from a CNN World headline, a Sinaloa highway discovery just within the last 24 hours. This report has come through. Mexican authorities discovered 20 bodies, some decapitated, on the Sinaloa highway. Is this the capacity of these Mexican cartels that you're saying were running the border?
They are barbaric. They are, you know, some of the things that they do are just medieval type barbaric acts. So decapitations, skinning people alive, you know, burning them alive in dipping them in vats of acid. Anything that you can think of that can inflict pain emotionally and psychologically, they will do just to make sure that no one crosses them. And they do this in Mexico to make sure that they control every level of government, the police, the military, and the government as a whole, because if you don't play with them, then they will kill you. And that's the fight that you know, no president has been willing to take on. President Trump's not afraid of the cartels. He knows that the cartels control everything from the fentanyl that's coming into the United States to the human trafficking, the alien smuggling. It all goes down to what the cartel was allowed to do under previous administrations, including, but more specific to the Biden administration, because he waved the white flag and allowed them to do whatever they wanted.
Man, we're speaking with Paul Perez right now. That's gut-wrenching. It's terrifying. That reality, that is a reality for folks. That's not like if we don't do this, this is going to happen. This is what is already happening right now, just south of our border. I can think of stories that I've heard come out of the Middle East that are on par with that type of barbarism. Is that type of gang ability in the United States right now?
It is to a certain degree. The cartels go after the people that they do business with. The only reason that they won't engage in that type of acts with U.S. citizens, with people here in the country, is because of the fear that they have that they will be specifically targeted by the Trump administration, which he's doing already in Mexico. He's already designated them as foreign terrorist organizations, which gives us the opportunity as a government to go after them. But they have not, because of the great work by law enforcement on this side of the border, local, state, and federal, it's what's keeping the cartel from running amok here in the United States. We have to support our law enforcement because that's what keeps our country safe.
Last question for you, Paul Perez. Part of that supporting our law enforcement is making sure they have the funding that is necessary. You mentioned it briefly there, but the bill has passed out of the Senate, going back to the House. We'll see what that fight looks like here. It's imminent in the House at this point. What would this bill do? How would the Border Patrol be able to level up what they're doing if that funding comes through?
It will allow us to complete the wall that President Trump had already authorized us to build, but President Biden stopped on day one. So we'll be able to complete the wall. We'll be able to finish it. It has enough money in there that we won't have to go back to Congress and ask for more money for the funding of the wall. So it allows us to complete the wall. It will get us more vehicles and technology than we've ever had. We have a serious problem with our vehicle fleet because it's old and because the Biden administration paid no attention to what our fleet needs were. This gives us the ability to buy thousands of more vehicles that we can actually use to patrol the border. It gives us the technology funding that we need to make sure that we have eyes on all areas of the border. So it also allows us to retain and recruit more agents that will allow us to secure the border even better once the military is gone.
Paul Perez, it's been a pleasure having you on our show. Thank you for the time today, and we'd love an update as this continues to progress. We'd love to have you come back.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. The president of the National Border Patrol Council with some really detailed information about what is real, what is reality, and what is in store for us if we act and if we don't. We're going to take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll for today. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? Vance, Rubio, Sarah Sanders out of Arkansas, somebody who's been very familiar with the White House, working under Trump's first term as well, or someone else. I don't know. Maybe it's Ron DeSantis. Maybe you really, really like Jeb exclamation point. Everybody is welcome in the YouTube comments. Come tell us what you think. We'll be right back. I thank
God every day. You're listening to
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am sick and tired of the lies about this bill that have been perpetrated by opportunists who are trying to make a name for themselves. This is the most conservative bill in my lifetime. Tax cuts, defense, border security, homeland security, welfare reform, and the largest spending cut in one bill that has ever been enacted. So, Sean, let's work together. Let's pass this bill. Let's get it to President Trump's desk by July 4th.
Yeah, Ryan.
Whatever. Whatever.
I still maintain that when Steve Miller gets done in politics, he needs to start a cameo channel where he can be hired to fight your arguments with your spouse.
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be so funny?
Seeing him take any side
you told him.
Yeah, just pay him $20. He could donate it to charity, and he'll bark at your husband or wife for leaving their underwear on the floor in the bathroom all the time.
You don't need a she shed.
And here's why.
Yeah. I've got a whole bullet point list.
He could win any argument. His delivery is winning.
He is good at it. I didn't know that was him, but it drives me crazy listening to them say, this is the biggest cut in spending ever. Well, it's because you've been spending more than ever. So it's easy to cut when you've been spending more than you ever have.
Let me challenge you on perspective here, because what you say in your criticisms of this bill, not cutting enough or everything, I actually agree with all of it. I think you're right on that. I just think that we're so down crap creek that we can't figure out how to do anything better, realistically speaking. But if when you were looking at your opportunity to vote, if you were looking at Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and you were able to go 6 months into the future of Donald Trump's presidency and 6 months into the future of Kamala Harris's presidency. Did I say Trump first?
Yeah.
I got confused. Yeah, you did. If you were able to do that and you were able to see all of the, I mean, this bill isn't signed yet. The House could implode. It would be a disaster if it does, but they could implode. They could not get the job done. The chances are they will have an agreement and they will vote on it by tomorrow. And it will be to Donald Trump by July 4th. That's my anticipation. The sausage making, very ugly. Lots of slap fighting. All of the expected people are going to be slapping all of the expected people. And then it'll pass and then it'll sign. And then next week we'll be talking about something else. I don't know what, because Donald Trump keeps solving all of the problems. So I don't know what we're going to talk about next. But if you were able to look 6 months into the future, and let's say this bill is signed by then, and you found out that they did get a bill that cuts, it's impossible to understand what this bill actually cuts, because I was listening to on Harris Faulkner, the beginning of the Faulkner Focus today, and Harris Faulkner is going to be with us in about 20 minutes on the show, so keep it right here. But she was talking with, I think, Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator Mullen, and they were talking about how the CBO has said this is going to, you know, increase the debt and deficit and blah, 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 blah. She's like, do you remember when the CBO said that the Inflation Reduction Act was going to reduce inflation? Remember that? Does anybody remember that? And it didn't. And then she went on to give all of the CBO scores for all of these things, all of these promises that were made. If this, then CBO says that. And that never happens. Which to me means maybe what ends up occurring after this bill gets passed is way worse than what the CBO is predicting. But it also could be better. And some of the factoring in of what this bill is doing, I heard Mullen talking about this. He's like, this is kind of in the weeds stuff. And it felt a little bit in the weeds. But the way the CBO is factoring the outcome here has to do with what the law will be at the time versus what the policy will be at the time. So part of what they were factoring in is the tax cuts going away, as opposed to the policy that would be in place should it be in, should the bill pass. Wonky, yes. But the whole point is the CBO does not have a record of really nailing it. So any number, like, that's why I'm kind of a little hesitant to be like, this bill is going to do this. And I'm like, says who? The CBO, which is supposed to be a nonpartisan entity, or the Republicans say it's going to do this and the Democrats say it's going to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is super wonky, too, to get into be like, well, the CBO, and they were selected by Democrats and this and that.
It's wonky, but that's the number. Everybody else is throwing numbers out that have a genesis from that. And if you don't understand where the root source of information is and how it can be manipulated,
absolutely,
or not reliable,
yeah,
then it's easy to be scared about an increased deficit. It's easy to be scared about not cutting enough spending. It's easy to be super hyped about this is going to be so awesome and Republicans are... It's easy to be all those things, which in the lack of information, people get to play on your emotions and tug at your heartstrings, punch you and make you angry, and then we're all just yelling at each other, and it's like you're really just going to have to wait and see.
If you're a Democrat, you use the CBO reluctantly because they want to use somebody that's even farther left than them. But the CBO is kind of the establishment. I usually use the House Budget Committee's numbers, which is very Republican and very rah-rah, let's get this bill passed. But then the House Freedom Caucus also releases numbers. And so if you look at all of them,
exactly my point,
you kind of get a general sense instead of looking at just one of them.
Not really, because two of those you just said were hyper-partisan, and one of them isn't ever right.
Yeah, but I mean, those are the numbers we have, though.
Correct.
I mean, that's all we have.
Which is why all I'm saying is I wouldn't waste time getting hyper-emotional about the Republican Party is not, they're a bunch of cowards and all this stuff, because the fact, going back to my initial point, if you were to look 6 months into this presidency and see that they cut as much as they cut along with everything else, I think in October of last year, if someone said this is your future, you didn't get to see all the sausage making details in between, you'd be like, sign me up, I'm in Illinois, I'll vote twice for the guy. I think you'd be pretty happy and content knowing that it was year one with 3 years to go if they don't screw it up. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk a lot more about this throughout the course of the show. The YouTube live chat poll. At this point, who would you like to see as the next GOP president? Vance, Rubio, Sanders, Sarah Sanders, or someone else? Come vote. Wiggins America, helping you dress appropriately in the office, which is something to behold. Stick it here. Wiggins America next. Last night I had the So Kel says on YouTube, DeSantis is my pick. However, I would put Speaker Johnson as my dark horse. Speaker Johnson is the dark horse in the YouTube poll question. Who would you like to see as the next GOP president? That's a hot take.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Thanks, Kel.
Someone else, I think it's going to be Kevin McCarthy. It's not crazy. I guess I said it jokingly, but...
I actually think McCarthy would have a better chance than Mike Johnson.
I do too. Yeah. When I said that. All right, this is...
He should run for governor in California.
McCarthy?
He should.
Ooh. Yeah, that might be a good fit for him.
Yes, he should. This is all about how to dress in the workplace.
This is why people come to our show.
And if you came to the Andy Frye show to listen to news, this is the news.
Nothing else is happening.
Evolving workplace dress codes. Oh my gosh, it's more confusing than ever. So this is all to
Ryan,
help you.
I think you've literally worn the same outfit every day you've worked here. I think you have one outfit.
That's not entirely true. Although I do wear the same jeans for a long time.
Everyone talks about it.
I shouldn't have said that. These are the ways that you need to approach dressing at work. Annie, would you say that you have a look?
Yeah, like cool Sunday school teacher.
I didn't know that you'd say that.
Okay.
But
yeah. Hey, can I ask our audience something right now?
Please.
Especially folks who aren't always, I mean, I want definitely our regulars in the chat, but please come hit me with it. What would you call my look? I can handle it. Because that's the closest I can get to. I wish I was better.
Cool Sunday school teacher.
Yeah. Like the one that lets you play Bible trivia.
The kids are like, oh, the stodgy old people won't ever let us play Bible trivia.
No pamphlet today, kids. Get the game out.
Okay. Well, yeah, let us know. Specifically, let Annie know what her look is. But really, I think we'd all like to know.
I always won Bible trivia.
Brad, what is your look?
Gosh, I don't know. Average Joe?
Average Sunday school teacher?
Yeah, average Sunday school teacher.
The guy who's like, no Bible trivia, that's too fun. I would say that I am probably like Mumford & Sons, super hipster. Always dressing real nice.
It's the beret.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a collar today. I don't know if anybody knowed that.
Ironically, it's not around his neck. That's the weird part. But anyway.
You got to tune in to see. All right. So this is the rules. You got to first get a temperature check of the office.
Oh. Go on.
If you're new to a workplace and not sure what to wear, observe how your colleagues dress. Or straight out, ask them for advice on what to wear. I do this with Hannah all the time. What should I wear? Ask if there are exceptions to certain standards, like whether it's okay to wear athleisure on casual Fridays or when to opt for a suit when clients are in for meetings.
Kel says Annie looks like a character in a Where's Waldo picture.
But also not a bad thing.
Well, yeah, he also says not a bad thing. Thank you.
What exactly does that mean?
Keith says frumpy. Thanks,
frumpy.
Keith.
Frumpy.
Oh, man.
Pleasant says, all caps, soccer mom. JB says, Annie, it's a radio show. We don't care what you wear.
We're on camera all the time. You got to remember that when you have something in your nose.
I'm going to just, can I read Scooter's? You guys can go through real quick here. Yep. And you got it? Can I read it on the air?
Yeah, go ahead. I think so.
Scooter, our very lovable Democrat commenter, says, very attractive and appropriate to the workplace. Brad and Ryan look like temps at an Amazon workplace.
You know what I told him, Mr. President? I said, Scooter, there are only two things I have to do in this world. Be cool and die.
There you go.
You know what I told him, Mr.
How did that come up?
I don't know, Scooter, but you've played right into my hands. You insulted Ryan, and I got to get you back. Thanks for commenting.
I'm wearing
Scoot.
A collar today. I already said this, but it needs repeating.
Hey, this is your segment, Ryan. Keep going. You're doing great.
Show up as yourself. See dressing for work as an opportunity, not as an obligation. Because whenever I wake up, I'm like, ugh, I got to put on clothes again. But
what do you, you sleep naked?
If you show up as yourself.
Why you just blow by that?
Putting a little bit of work.
You're a naked
look,
sleeper?
To put together can help you stand out and make people trust and respect you. So look at dressing up as an opportunity, not as an obligation.
You sleep in the nude?
I didn't say that. You said that.
You said that.
No, I didn't.
You said, I got to get up
I
in the morning and put clothes
on
again?
I clothes all the time before I go to work. I shower without clothes.
It's not what
clothes.
You said.
I don't sleep nude. I sleep in a full parka, and then I get up, I take it off, and I get in the shower.
We all know how you take a bath, which if yeah. you haven't listened to the show for a while, he told a story one time about he loves to take baths, which is funny. Period. We could stop there, but let's go on. He gets completely naked into the bathtub and then starts running the water like a serial killer.
That's true.
That's not the way to do it. Go on.
What is the way to do a bath? Is it to fill it up?
First,
bubble bath,
first
rose
you run
petals?
The, no, listen to me.
Nice
first,
book.
First, you run the water and you get at the appropriate temperature. Then you put the plug in. Then you get some water in there. Then you put the soap in if you want soap or sea salt, bath salt type of stuff or bubbles for you. And then you let the water do its thing.
Oh, I'm so relaxed now. Let me open my book by Tom Clancy and eat off of my charcuterie board. That's not even realistic, guys. Tune in to next Wiggins America for bath etiquette.
I think we just took care of it.
But for now, dress to your job. Of course, there are limits to wearing what you want at work. That self-expression should never come at the expense of your ability to support yourself.
George says, what does the article say about ball caps in the workplace?
It doesn't. It says, well, actually,
well, actually yeah. it was scratched
it
out.
It says, do it. It says you should do it.
George, I'm looking at the paper right now, and it's scratched out, and there are angry faces drawn around it.
My boss has approved this before I did it.
You have never asked your bosses about your appearance.
I went to Steve, and I said, do I look okay today? And I do this so often.
And he says,
he just hand waves it.
He goes,
like, of course.
I don't care. Yeah.
Every day. He's like, I don't care. Keep tidy. Dressing sharply doesn't have to be expensive. As long as your attire fits your office environment and your body. Like, don't wear clothing that's too tight and revealing. I learned this the hard way. When... this segment.
It's when, yours. These are your choices.
When in doubt,
people
air,
always talk about Wiggins America.
Oh, they
and
love
I'm like,
it.
Okay, I won't touch it. I won't do anything to it. Tie your own rope.
Mm-hmm. She keeps trying, but you keep giving good feedback.
Dang it.
So I encourage you to get in the chat and give me great feedback. Tell me this is a great segment, or maybe this was a swing and miss, but most of them are hits. I mean, either way. But last one.
He's having a breakdown.
When I can't get the last one out.
You're toast. Let's bring some integrity back to the
when
show.
When in doubt, err on the side of caution with
Harris
your dress.
Harris Faulkner next on the Annie Fry Show. Unless she was listening, then maybe not. We have to wait and see. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.